We cultivate loving-kindness, or metta, as a gentle invitation to soften our hearts and connect more deeply with all of life. The desire to live in connection, free from fear and alienation, is a strong motivation for meditation practice. The tension we sometimes experience in daily life with regard to what we want, the stories we create about who did what to us and why it wasn't fair, the grasping for what we think we deserve, and the armor we weave around our hearts, all can melt in the field of metta. Metta is a quality of heart that embraces a deep friendship with life. We practice loving-kindness meditation to strengthen this attitude. It is important to understand that metta is a mental factor and not a feeling. Our feelings tend to change quickly. We may feel positive when things are going well, and negative in the face of unwanted or painful events. Metta refers to a strength of heart that can stay steady in the face of pleasant and unpleasant circumstances. Let us start now with cultivating loving-kindness. Sit quietly as in a sitting meditation. Feel your feet on the floor, your contact with the seat, sensing the uprightness of your spine, and let your whole being be awake, but without excess tension. Gently close your eyes or gaze softly at the spot on the floor. You can take a few deep breaths. Feeling yourself sitting and letting go of thoughts about past and future. And let the breath move gently in and out. Gently filling you with a sense of well-being. We begin by developing loving-kindness towards ourselves and begin to silently repeat the phrases. May I be protected from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. May I be accepting towards myself. May I be healthy. May I be at ease in my relationships. May I be protected from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. May I be accepting towards myself. May I be healthy. May I be at ease in my relationships. As this is not always self-evident, it can sometimes lead to resistance or doubt. If this happens, gently observe what comes up, and then return to the breath, and repeat the phrases in a gentle manner. May I be protected from inner and outer harm. may I be safe. May I be accepting towards myself. May I be healthy. May I be at ease in my relationships. May I be protected from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. May I be accepting towards myself. May I be healthy. May I be at ease in my relationships. Continue this for a few minutes. When you have been sending metta to yourself for a while, you can imagine someone who is a dear friend of yours, someone you are very familiar with, someone you can laugh with, someone you can cry with, and someone you can also disagree with. If there is no such person at this moment, then there probably was someone you felt comfortable with at some point in the past, even if only for a moment, and genuinely wish the best for this friend, that they may also experience this quality in their life. Now think of such a person. And when you have chosen someone, repeat the four phrases. May they be protected from inner and outer harm. May they be safe. May they be accepting towards themselves. May they be healthy. And may they be at ease in their relationships. May they be protected from inner and outer harm. May they be safe. May they be accepting towards themselves. May they be healthy. May they be at ease in their relationships. Let the meaning of the wishes deepen in your consciousness. Contemplate the possibility of truly and simply wishing well. And continue this for a few minutes. May they be protected from inner and outer harm. May they be safe. May they be accepting towards themselves. May they be healthy. May they be at ease in their relationships. Now, imagine someone who doesn't really evoke any feelings in you, a neutral person. Someone who works at the bakery, or the florist, or someone you saw in the bus. Genuinely wish the best for this person as well. Now, think of such a person. And And when you have chosen someone, repeat the four phrases. May they be protected from inner and outer harm. May they be safe. May they be accepting towards themselves. May they be healthy. May they be at ease in their relationships. May they be protected from inner and outer harm. May they be safe. May they be accepting towards themselves. May they be healthy. May they be at ease in their relationships. Lastly, you can choose someone you have some difficulty with. Someone with whom communication is not always smooth. And then genuinely wish the best for this person as well. Now, think of such a person. And observe what happens. Does resistance come up? Or emotions such as anger or sadness. Perhaps you can imagine that this person too desires to feel safe and happy. And repeat the four phrases. May they be protected from inner and outer harm. May they be safe. May they be accepting towards themselves. May they be healthy. May they be at ease in their relationships. If the resistance is too great, return to yourself and genuinely wish the best for yourself again, that you may experience quieter peace. May I be protected from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. May I be accepting towards myself. May I be healthy. And may I be at ease in my relationships. Or continue with the wishes for the person with whom your communication is not always easy. May they be protected from inner and outer harm. May they be safe. May they be accepting towards themselves. May they be healthy. May they be at ease in their relationships. Now, in traditional metta meditation, the next step is to expand the circle to a larger group of people, such as your family, colleagues, neighbors, and so on, until you reach a whole city, country, and the world. Between these different steps, you can always come back to yourself and send metta to yourself again. All beings want to be happy and not to suffer. This is a universal wish. So let us finish with this wish. May all beings everywhere, known and unknown, near and far, be happy, peaceful, and at ease. May all beings everywhere, known and unknown, near and far, be happy, peaceful, and at ease. Wishing the best for yourself and others can lead to a deep sense of happiness and reinforce our connection with ourselves and with all others. And here ends the audio. May you be well and enjoy the rest of your day.